The brand new Mazda BT50, the only ute that's the complete package.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
What's the situation with the Brisbane borders or Queensland borders and the rest of the country, Roo?
Well, they're in lockdown for a few days, just trying to give the contract tracers a bit of an edge to try and get on top of a potentially bad outbreak. But you had to get out of Brisbane yesterday, otherwise you're snookered for 14 days.
Manic scenes at Brisbane Airport. The South Australians battle the clock, given just a few hours' notice to get home before our border slammed shut.
We were watching the press conference in the Uber on the way here and they suddenly went, 2 weeks quarantine.
Obviously the SA government's made this last minute decision and not matching the 5 o'clock from here means we'll be quarantining.
Now, can I just tell you something, a breaking story with this as well? Alice the Wag flew in from Brisbane after two weddings over the weekend, and at the airport she was questioned. She flew in from Melbourne, you're right. And they said, any COVID symptoms? She said, no, just hangover symptoms. And they let her through.
If it wasn't the first week she's done that.
No. Anyway, let's hear from the Premier, Stephen Marshall.
Only South Australian residents, essential workers and people permanently relocating for work will be permitted into South Australia. They'll be required to do 14 days of quarantine. We are extraordinarily concerned about the developing situation in Queensland. Anybody that's come in from the greater Brisbane area, Moreton Bay, Ipswich, Redlands or Logan from the 20th of March must go and get themselves tested immediately, and they must remain isolated until that negative result.
Brisbane Lions flew out for their game against Geelong on Friday last week.
Yep.
With just an overnight bag and footy boots and mouth guard and a bit of deodorant and a toothbrush, and they're going to stay there for a month.
Oh, no.
But how bad, like, for all the ones with families and stuff? Mm. So they're stuck there for a month or so.
Well, when it's without notice, it makes it hard. And Gold Coast fly in today, is it, on a chartered flight?
Not sure, but I know that game's going ahead, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just greater Brisbane area.
Mm. All right, looking at other news, things that are happening around the world, Roo, this comes out of the crazy file, but you know I'm a bit of a germaphobe. I've just read this morning, you know, air dryers, so you do your business and you wash your hands and use the air dryer. What they do is blow germs all over the bathroom, all around the room, so especially in a workplace like this, a large bathroom. So you're just standing now in a cesspool of germs. I can't believe it. So I'll be using paper towels from now on.
How long have you been using air dryers for?
Oh, I suppose years and years, decades they've been around.
And you're still here.
I know.
Those
amazingly,
germs have been flying around and landing on you. And
you make a good point.
You're still alive and you look healthy and you're laughing right now.
Yeah.
No, so those germs haven't had a massive impact on your life.
Not really. No, I suppose not. It's just a mental hurdle I need to
overcome. And if you've washed your hands anyway, thoroughly, like you would have, and go to the hairdryer, what are they blowing off? They're blowing off water.
Yeah, but they're saying there are little microbes in the water droplets on your hands, and we're blowing them around the room.
All right, germaphobe. Every time you go and have a number two, do you flush the toilet without the lid down?
Yes.
No, with the lid up or down?
No, up. Well, and that's what it's saying as well,
that's
I know.
A massive boom.
It's saying that my hand
dry. That's the biggest boom of all.
Yeah.
All the poo germs are coming out there.
I want to share.
Wafting all over
you. Share my germs with all of you.
And then you're washing your hands and you're going in the dryer and whoosh, they're off again. Oh, spare a thought for the germs.
I'm going for a shower during the outbreak. You make me feel terrible. Now, we often talk about baby names here, Roo, and a celebrity couple have done it again.
Well, who this time?
Todd Carney, who's an NRL star. He's
a bubbler.
Been a bit of a bad boy over the years.
Yeah,
he's naughty. Married to Susie Bradley, who's a reality TV star, if there's such a thing. And they've just had a baby boy yesterday, Lion.
Lion Carney?
Lion, yes. As in
you
the
sure
animal.
He's not
a lion.
Lion?
No, it's called Lion. Now, got me thinking, if I was to go again, mine, of course, would be the panther.
No.
The small red cat.
Oh, I'm thinking a smaller sort of cat. What's the name for that?
Tabby.
Anyway, Scruffy, whatever. And there was one I read about yesterday. It was an interesting story. In fact, we're going to ask the Angels about this later in the week. But this lady changed her baby's name after 3 months. because she got sick of the name. And it makes you think that when you do have a baby, you've got to make that decision. I know you've got months to think about it, but whatever decision you make, it's a lifelong decision, isn't it?
What's the three? What do they call that period? 3 months?
Cooling off period.
Cooling off period.
When you got a job, there's another name for it. But 3 months, that's fair enough.
Probation.
Probation.
Probation. Yeah. They call this child.
I think you have name probation.
Call this boy Cash. And in the end, yeah, the mother was sick of it and she changed it.
Because everyone was sending pictures of bags of cash and that emoji.
No, but she said every time she typed the name into her phone, bag of cash came up.
What's wrong with that?
The other one, she was,
Johnny.
Cash is king. She was getting messages like
I like it. What'd she change it for? That's right.
She did. Changed it to Ruby.
Probation period.
Anyway, we want to talk about that later on. But Todd Carney's got Little Lion. Lion Carney.
Lion Carney. Been a tough week in radio land, hasn't it?
Oh, toxic. That's what we're hearing. Toxic workplaces.
Jeremy Cordo, radio legend, has been sacked.
Yes.
ABC man has been taken off air for maybe having a few bevvies, maybe.
Or swearing.
Swearing.
That was the 10 o'clock news on Saturday night.
Maybe a combination of both. Mix have decided to have more holidays than we do for the year, having a 3 week break.
God, I thought we had the record.
Unbelievable! What's going on in radio land? How in the hell have we survived?
With radio shows and announcers falling over all around Adelaide, it begs the question and launched this special investigation.
Holy moly, did someone let this go to air?
How the hell are Ruin Did still on air?
Are we on?
Yeah.
They rarely know what's going on their own show.
What are we doing next there, Dids?
Well, we move on. Normally go to an ad break now, Ruth.
Or the station frequency.
It's 103.0. And what am I saying? 104.7.
Or the weather.
Triple M, 36 degrees today in Adelaide.
30 odd.
Approximate, yeah.
But it must be cold, considering how often and Rue is coughing.
Excuse me. Not going to have my morning cough. Excuse me. If you get a chance next week.
They show disrespect for politicians, like former Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
When I called you Tone or Tony, it was just like, I was talking to you like a mate.
And SA Premier Stephen Marshall.
Steve, I see in America, any on ICU, Steve? So how many ventilators have we got, Steve? Thanks, Steve.
There's a distinct lack of respect for their listeners.
What do you do, Sam?
I work for Australia Post.
Good on you, mate. Not much then.
You deliver here. Oh, come on. I've been busy as hell.
The boys often getting names wrong.
Let's head to Parkside. G'day, Tommy. What's our band tragedy clone?
It's Tammy.
It's Tammy.
Do you mind if we call you Tommy?
Sorry, Tammy.
Yeah, I do.
How about clients?
Hey, if you watch Channel 7 News, Channel 10, I should say.
Excuse me.
If you watch
all that money Channel 10 are paying us, it is Channel 10.
No, listen.
Want Ruin Dits to read your ad? Maybe not.
What are we doing?
A live read.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, just bear with me. This is my department. Hang on. I haven't read the fine print yet.
The next time you're shopping for bacon or ham, check for the full bar chart. Dits, can you just shift that hand there so I can read that word? Thank you.
How the hell are Ruin Dits still on air?
I could qualify to be a sex addict.
They really are the Stephen Bradburys of Adelaide Radio.
We'll be back on air Tuesday at 6 a.m. Have a great weekend, everyone. Be safe and do whatever you want.
How the hell are Ruin Dits still on air?
Who put that together?
That really happened. I can remember all that stuff happened the last couple of weeks.
And we starred on Media Watch last night on the ABC.
Don't take the mickey out of that. That was bad. We got in trouble, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm not taking the mickey out of it. I'm just saying.
Oh, God, we should be the first ones off here. That was unbelievable.
Not good. Anyway.
There's a text message from the boss. Shut up and get off. Go to an ad.
Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
text.
Let's talk about
text.
Let's talk about
text.
Blake's in some form, Dits. Not only is he the leading goal kicker at the Crows, he'd be leading the best and fairest at the Crows. He's leading the Coleman medal. He'd be leading the Brownlow medal. And if he continues on, he'll be All-Australian and he'll kick 100 goals in a season.
Bloody hell.
What sort of year is this bloke having?
Gee whiz.
He kicks six on the weekend.
He's going for six, the big man. From 40 metres out in the boundary line, hooks across his body. Oh, the Texas! Your beauty! He's got six.
I didn't get to see the game. He played all right, did he?
He got a couple of kicks. Well done. Tex Walker joins us. G'day, Tex.
Don't forget the tackles, boys.
Oh, hey. I got a stat for you. Oh. You had 4 inside 50 tackles on the weekend, Tex, and you had 7 for the whole year last year. Have you turned in? Have you been doing some, I don't know, some footwork training over the summer or what?
He was just really lazy last year. That's what it was.
What happened?
Oh, Christopher.
Yeah, sorry. I'm only trying to rev you up. Come on.
Glass half.
No, you played brilliantly. Played very well.
Thanks, boys. It's nice to have a little bit of form, and I think it was one of those games we could have won, and but it wasn't to be. So, yeah, a bit disappointing.
Yeah, well, they got 4 or 5 goals from kick-ins. If you didn't kick as many points, you would have kicked more goals, and they wouldn't have got those goals. Simple as that.
That's certainly something that did let us down. Not probably. Kicking 11 goals, 22 certainly isn't going to get it done. So. We'll have to nail a few during the week, which we've done. We've been doing a fair bit of work as it is anyway. So we'll just continue doing that work, and hopefully we can nail a few and put this pressure back on the opposition.
Tex, I know the game has changed a little bit and the side's improved a bit as well, but do you genuinely think your body or your movement is better than it was last year?
Yeah, I've said it a few times now that... the pre-season, I just did everything. I feel healthy, and which has allowed me to just go out and play freely, which has been nice the first couple of rounds.
Is that Hugo in the background?
Yeah, that's Hugo.
Is he signing autographs these days? He's had a big couple of weeks publicity-wise, hasn't he?
Oh, he's had a big couple of weeks, yeah. He's cruising around, Ditz. He's quicker than me at the moment. I can't keep up with him.
Well, you were quick on the weekend. You were tackling. I just want to ask a footy question. Watching the shows last night, all the experts talking about, we're all the knockers now with the rule changes and all of this sort of thing, and we're told that it's helping you out. But, Tex, the rule changes didn't make you tackle 4 blokes and get them holding the ball, surely. That's just you being in great shape and great nick, as you've just suggested.
Yeah, I think I said last week about the standing the mark. I've let it evolve over the next 3 or 4 weeks. But on the weekend, I certainly think that it's just opening up a bit of space for the forwards. The game is getting a lot higher scores, which has been nice. And I think it's certainly helping out the front end of the field, being the forwards.
All right, go and give Hugo some brekkie, and we'll come back to you after this song, all right?
He just had Dad's scrambled eggs on toast.
Did he?
Oh, you're not giving him steak still?
No, banana bread.
Oh, Tex is on the phone. 5 goals, follows up with 6 goals. He's in great form. Now, I want to ask you about selection this week, Tex. Daniel Talia, is he ready to go?
No, I don't think Tales is ready to go, but we'll probably get Jake Kelly back from concussion and Luke Brown as well, which massive congrats to him and Ingrid for having a little girl, Aurora.
Little baby.
Little baby girl. So, yeah, probably those two are the ones that will be up for selection this week.
And did Mitch Hinge end up having an operation, which you'll see him out for the year, Tex, with his shoulder?
I don't think he's had the operation yet, but it's looking likely that that'll occur, yeah.
Now, Tex, with umpiring and tribunals and things, I think you've got to be a little bit careful how you comment. But I want to ask you about Fife getting knocked out on the weekend. I asked Rue earlier this morning. So, to me, Dangerfield runs at a player in Jake Kelly who's got the ball and gets the kick away, and Danger arrives, we could argue, touch late. But anyway, there's a head clash. And we could say that the head clash is accidental, but we know the rules. If you do anything with the head, you get rubbed out. So you've got 3 weeks. Over in the West, Sam Reed runs off the ball, away from the ball, goes off his line, and bumps Fife, who's not even watching, not ready for it. He gets knocked out. He gets 2 weeks.
His shoulder hits him in the head.
So one, I would argue, is at least trying to go at the play with the ball. He gets 3 weeks for an accidental head clash. Another player runs off his line, totally nowhere near the ball, not interested in the ball. He only gets 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How do you see it?
One of my good things at school was maths, and this is it's probably out of my ledger here, it is quite confusing as a viewer or supporter. I'd say that, and I actually thought Reed was a bit unlucky, to be honest. I thought he got a bit of a push in the back by the opponent. But anyway, who knows?
Which then goes to show, we're all seeing it differently then, aren't we? So it must be, maybe it is hard to adjudicate.
Exactly. Saw you having a chat to Buddy at the end of the game. What was the conversation?
Just talking about kids. That's where both of our lives are at now. We talk about kids. And
are you starstruck around Buddy?
Oh, yeah. I got to slap up with Bud. I love him. He's one of my favourite. He's in my top three favourite players. So,
yeah.
I love watching him playing. It's good for footy that he's back playing, that's for sure.
What's Easter in the Walker household like?
Oh, well, we've got Mum, Anton, and the boys are down. So
your brother?
My brother, my big bro. We might consume a couple of Denzel Frothingtons.
Will Easter Bunny drop eggs everywhere around the yard? Or?
Yeah, there'll be a couple of eggs around the yard. I think we'll have to do it in the front yard so that the dogs don't find their way through the Easter eggs.
But Easter Bunny would know that.
Easter Bunny, he'll certainly go up to the gate and see the dogs and decide to do it out the front.
That's right.
Just quickly, what did Nixie say about the second quarter on the weekend? That was what cost you the game.
Yeah, we did have a little look at it yesterday and some really good learnings for us as a group. And you just got to understand that we can't have lapses like that throughout quarter and through games. So great learning for our group.
Now, did something get left in your locker after the weekend?
Just happened to be that I opened up the locker yesterday and last year's leading goal kicker award was sitting there with 15 goals written on it.
Yeah. You'll knock that off this weekend if you go again.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I wanted to give it away to one of the boys, but it's very, very funny.
So you kicked 15 in the whole year last year and you're up to 11 already in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're on fire, Big Texan. Keep the ball rolling. Have a win against the Suns on Good Friday at Adelaide Oval.
Thanks, boys. I don't know whether I told you I'm struggling a bit. I can't take the dogs to the park anymore because the ducks at the park, they keep biting him.
Okay.
I don't know, but I should have known this would happen because he's purebred.
Good comeback. You're a Jew too.
Well done. Isn't he cocky now, mate? Purebred. Yeah.
I'll see you at Bingo tomorrow night, Tex.
See you, boys.
Good on you, mate. Joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes. Oh, gee. Alice the Wag is in the studio. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning. I've just read a story that I thought you guys might be a little bit interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this guy that goes on a Tinder date with this girl, and as they're walking into the apartment, he opens the door and has opened the door too long or something's happened and her prized possession, her cat called Klaus, has escaped.
Right.
So then they've spent the next 2 hours separated with cans of food to find the cat called Klaus. Then he finds him underneath a stairwell. So he's trying to lure him out with the food and stuff. And the cat just launches at him and puts his claws into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And his instinct is just to throw the cat off and go, nah, get off, mate. But he's like, I'm going to lose this girl if I lose her cat again. So he keeps the cat clawed to his hand and runs up 2 flights of stairs to take him back to the apartment, which sounds like a pretty bad date. But then infection sets in and the doctor's like, you're about to lose your hand.
What?
Yeah, so this guy nearly loses his hand because of a Tinder date's cat.
Got to be joking.
Yeah, but they got on top of it just in time. But sounds like a pretty bad date.
I've read one this morning that's not as bad but sort of similar.
Mm-hmm.
This lady, Lizzie Johnson's her name, goes on a Tinder date. So it's the first time she's met this bloke. And he's got this
cute... reading up about Tinder dates for you, old little dirty
just
little rat.
Just preparation. Anyway... Mm-hmm. He's got this cute boxer dog. So they go for a walk along the river and the dog apparently has never been down to the river before, jumps into the river and there's a big flowing tide and this bloke panics. The girl, Lizzie, has to jump in and save his dog and this useless bloke just stands on the riverbank yelling instructions, right? So she's getting carried away with the tide. She saves the dog but didn't save their date. She says, I'll never ever see this bloke again.
2 weeks.
Weak as water.
Weak as water.
That's a really poor effort.
That was a shocking pun, wasn't it? Hey, going back though.
Yes, what about this old classic?
So we had a lovely meal out. We decided that we'd like to continue on back at my place. So we got a bottle of wine and went back to my house to watch a documentary. She went to the toilet. Unfortunately, it wouldn't flush and she decided to throw it out the window. The bathroom window doesn't actually open out to the outside garden. It opens out into a little air gap. So unfortunately, her business got stuck in the air gap between the two windows. She was reaching into the window with a plastic bag over her hand to try and reach the poo out of the window. She was then upside down in the window. She did manage to grab the poo in the plastic bag. She passed out to me. I put it back in the toilet. That was all fine. Fortunately, at that moment, she asked me to help her get out and she was stuck.
So why would you throw poo out the window?
So the fire brigade came around to get her out, retrieve her out of that window she's stuck in. Now, at which point, Roo, are we saying I'm never, ever dating you again?
Those two.
As she's handed the poo to you? Or
well, I think
when the fire brigade arrives or?
Maybe when she decided to throw it out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like her effort, though.
I like her energy and her her work ethic to try and make it a good day. I do think she gets some credit for that.
But you're sitting back in the lounge room waiting and waiting, thinking, gee, she's taken a while. And so you sneak and you open the door to the bathroom and she's upside down, stuck in the window, retrieving her
Would poo. You prefer a girl that's done the job and then yells out, does nothing, just whinges about the toilet, or would you like a girl with some
initiative.
Initiative to try and willingness to pick it up and throw it out the window? To try and make the whole thing
so she's
keep
retrieved
going well.
It out of the toilet.
I'd rather that girl.
Okay.
Than the one that yells out and goes,
all right. I'd want her to wash
her
hands.
Your toilet's broken.
I think the thing we haven't noticed is they were going home to watch a documentary.
Yeah, right.
No,
I noticed
no,
that.
No, they weren't. That's code for...
I'm like, God. I never, never, ever do number twos on a date. At the
what
place.
If you have to?
No, see you later. I've got to go home. My mum's just called. Something's happened.
See, you'd ruin the date.
Mm. Well, I'd rather go out with another girl. Like ruining the date would be trying to throw
you
out
the
window.
Do the poo and keep the date going. That's my sort of girl.
Just leaving is not ruining
you
the date.
You finish the date. It's all over. You've lost an opportunity. 133353, dating disasters.
Yeah.
When have you stuffed up on a date or when has a date stuffed up on you? Give us a call. We've got a double to go and see the Crows take on the Gold Coast Suns. Adelaide Oval, Good Friday.
Do you poo on first date?
Does your dad own a brewery? Talking dating disasters, when have you had them? Let's go to Mount Barker. G'day, Dave.
G'day, fellas. How you doing?
You been on a bad date?
Yeah, it was an interesting one. So first date, we went out into town. Just went out to a pub and had a quick drink, and it turned into a bit of a pub crawl. And, three or four bars and in, and I was at a pub and the dance was kicking off. There might have been a uni party going on, and I've gone to the bar to get us a drink, and someone's tapped me on the shoulder, and I've turned around and she's gone, "Is that your partner on the dance floor?" And she was making out with another girl.
What did you do at that point, Dave?
Probably best to keep that one to myself.
Right.
All right. That's that'd tick the box. That's a dating disaster. Yep. a bit of fun. 133353. Give us a call if you've been involved in a dating disaster. We got a double to go and see the Crows take on the Gold Coast Suns at Adelaide Oval this Friday night.
Roo, we have lived through the era of reality TV. Some people don't think it's real at all, but that's what they call it. The show on Channel 7 called Wife Swap. Have a listen to this.
We moved into the bus because we didn't like the life of structure and work and schooling and wanted some more adventure and family time.
The children have a say in where we're going to be going. We do a vote.
Who wants to go south to Tasmania? I vote south.
I vote Queensland.
I vote south.
We can count. But it is Bob and my dream, and the children are here for the ride.
That sounds like my joint. What do you want to do today? I want to go there, the opposite of that, another 180 degrees opposite to that. And
how do
fight.
You decide? Is it a vote, or do you just make the call?
No, it ends up either me or Sarah just do it, and then we have crying and tears. And why do they always get their way? Anyway, sorry.
Eight kids. You know, I feel like you needed to say that.
I did.
Eight kids on a bus, homeschooled, which I'm always intrigued by that, homeschooling. Even if you had one kid, but the parents, what a commitment to have to do that every day, all day, if you're doing it properly, that is.
It would be much different to being a teacher.
Yeah, but you're not. You're a parent and you're thinking, gee, I've committed to this. I better be here all day and make sure
you got to do
maths and English and science and
Lots of people
all
of
those
do
things.
What about living on a bus with eight kids?
Mm. Hard yakka.
That's a different living arrangement, isn't it?
Very different living arrangement. I read online this morning in preparation for this show a girl who says, the headline says, I grew up in a brothel. So her mum was a prostitute. All she knew was she spent her whole life, her childhood, in a brothel. Made me think of different living arrangements, yeah. Mm. Was yours pretty normal?
Well, I was normal, yeah. Normal, yeah, three kids, yeah, just the normal. Not quite the, what's the cornflakes one? Mum and dad and two kids, that's a normal family, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and a dog.
But eight kids on a bus is definitely not that. I like taking some calls early on in the show.
I grew up in a corner shop, corner deli.
Well, that was part of the house?
No, but I have to walk around the corner. So when it came to tea time, I'd often, you know, most nights I'd have to walk up the corner and Mum would have made my tea. So we didn't sit down as a family. Yeah, because she had to keep working.
What time did you shut the shop? 8 o'clock or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So I'd walk around the corner.
So you wouldn't sit down for dinner at night?
No, very rare. Yeah.
What, like how often rare?
Oh, I can't even think. And then weekends.
Once a week?
Mum and Dad were tired. They'd want to go out, so they'd go to a pub for tea, so we didn't do it weekends either.
Wow.
Yeah.
They reckon that's absolutely crucial to...
I know, look how I've turned out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we spoke about that. So you never had family teas?
Well, really? We did in the end, but we had two different delis.
So what'd you eat in the deli?
One was for 5 years and another one for about 5 years.
If you went to the deli for tea, what would you eat?
Oh, I can't even remember. Chips. But normal. No, nothing like that. Mum would have cooked a proper tea, but I just had to have it. I'd sit in the corner at the shop and be quiet.
Oh, you wouldn't have been quiet. Let's go to Glenelg. G'day, Blake.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good, Blake. What's your different childhood?
So for a period there, I was a bit of a rat bag to my parents, and they shipped me off with my grandparents in a caravan around Australia.
Bingo! Did you like it?
I loved it. My nana was a school teacher, so she taught me heaps on the go, and then my grandpa, he was a tradesman, so I learned heaps just from him as well. So
how old were you?
I was 12.
Well, did you get straightened out by the experience? Were you good for your grandparents, or...?
Yeah, don't really want to go back to doing it, but yeah.
Was it a good year though, or was it a long
Learned
year for
heaps.
You?
It was both. Obviously it was hard sort of being away from home and friends and whatnot, but it did what it needed to. I ended up doing reasonably well. So, learned heaps of things, got to see heaps of things. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good. A win-win there,
Rue. I've just been reminded when I was a kid, we had neighbours who were related to the Bullens Circus. So when they were in town, I'd hang out with the kid. His name was Dave Bullen. That was his lifestyle.
He travelled around with the circus.
Travelled around living in a. It was his mum and dad's circus, and he lived. That was his lifestyle. And he schooled at with the circus and everything. That was amazing.
Family's a circus. I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You might win.
Excellent.
Or you might lose.
Wow.
Keep up with the times and play Roo's News.
Oh, this is the biggest quiz in Adelaide right now. And the prize, the carryover champ, the last person standing on Thursday, a double to go into the big corporate marquee at the Oakbank races this Saturday, the big, big day.
There can only be one winner though, Dids, but if you can't win, how do you get there? What's the website?
Yeah, just go on to oakbankracing.com.au and you'll see all the different packages and general admission. Great thing about Oakbank, Roo, you can take your own. Now, there's no other event like this, so take your own picnic and your own food and grog and have fun.
All right, we'll do that. Or you can just win it here right now, which is what these two listeners are trying to do. We've got our carryover champ, Matthew from Ridgehaven. G'day, Matthew.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Have you done your studying? You up to speed with all the news?
Yeah, plenty of study overnight.
Good
Beautiful.
On you, mate.
Check your buzzer.
Matt.
All right, good
Matt,
work.
Short and short.
And we've got Antonella on the line. Good morning, Antonella.
Good morning. How are you?
Have I got that right?
Yes, you got it right, Antonella.
Yay!
Whereabouts, where are you from, Antonella?
I'm from Prospect.
Prospect, okay. What are you up to today? You off to work?
Yeah, I am actually.
And where do you work, or don't you want to say?
No, all good. Department of Human Services.
Oh, good on you.
Okay,
all right.
Check your buzzer for me.
Antonella.
Yeah, I like it.
Right on.
Hey, check yours, Dits.
Dits. What was that?
Yeah. What was that, Antonella?
That takes too long.
Just go Ant.
Ant. We got Matt and Ant, all right?
Or Nella. Hey. You just make your mind up.
Nella. Dits.
Okay.
All right, here we go. First to three. No time for mucking around here. This is serious stuff. All right, there was a new record set in real estate in Adelaide over the weekend. There was a house that was listed for $1.2 million and it sold for $1.9 million. Which suburb was it in?
Matt, straight into it. Which suburb?
Mile End.
Mile End.
Right. And a new record in Mile End. You're the carryover champ. Off to a good start, Matt. Just make that buzzer a little bit louder if you can, please.
He's very casual, isn't he?
He's very casual. Very that's
cool
fine.
And calm for
that's
a carryover fine. Champ.
Hey, the Holden factory at Elizabeth has been covered in what?
Dits.
Matt.
Dits.
Ford stickers.
Ford stickers. Wow. Oh, okay. Come on.
No. Actually, Dits. Matt was in first. What is Matt. It, Matt?
What? Solar panels.
Ooh. Solar panel. He's good.
Come on,
he's
Ant.
Very
Vanilla.
Good. Just check your buzzer, please, Ant.
Ant, it's not working very well.
No, all right. No, well, just
give it a tap.
We just checked it. Righto. Question number three. Thursday is a special day in Australia for what reason?
Thursday.
Matt. Easter Thursday. Not sure.
No. Righto, Ant, you've got a free hit here. Just think about it. Maybe check your calendar quick. Yeah. Quick.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm on the road.
Okay.
Hang on, check my calendar. How many minutes do I
hit? No, quick. Think what day of the week of the month?
Wow.
Oh, it's April Fool's Day on Thursday.
Oh, it is too.
That's okay.
Come on, Ant.
The joke's on you.
Matt too.
Okay. All right, listen to some audio here, please, and fill in the gap.
Yeah, I bought four pairs of with me, so I do need to find a laundry today.
That was Brisbane coach Chris Fagan.
What was he referring to?
I think I fell.
Matt
for the win.
Four pairs of underwear.
Oh. You are a carryover champ. Well done, Matthew.
Matt.
Bad luck, Antonella.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, well done,
Matt. Did I get anything for being sharp as a bowling ball?
What have we got? Anything we can give Antonella? Nothing. Apparently, Alice is just going with the like you slit your throat, which is not a really good thing. But you've got nothing.
You've had a bad morning all round, Ant. Right. Thanks for calling in.
Sorry, Antonella.
Take care.
Take care.
Gee, it's a good quiz, isn't it? Hey?
That's ruthless.
Oh, hell.
There's no second prize.
It's not exactly Mastermind.
What?
It's not Mastermind,
it's
I can tell
that.
You.
It's much better than that.
Gee.
All right.
Matt, well done, Matthew. Carryover champ again.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Hey, good Matt, on you, mate. Just so you know, last week when we had a carryover champ for 2 days, guess what happened on the third?
Don't jinx it, guys.
Got rock and rolled, mate. Don't let it go to your head. Yeah. All right? Study hard and we'll see you in the morning.
No. Will do.
Right on. And curb your enthusiasm, please.
He's not getting out of it.
Jumping out of the speaker.
Is he?
No. Keep a lid on it, mate.
He is keeping a lid on it. We don't even have to tell him.
104.7 Triple M. No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
What's making news, Roo?
We've got a lockdown in Brisbane for a few days. Hopefully we'll be able to sort it out. Pre-Easter and everyone can live happily ever after.
Manic scenes at Brisbane Airport. The South Australians battle the clock, given just a few hours' notice to get home before our border slams shut.
We were watching the press conference in the Uber on the way here and they suddenly went, 2 weeks quarantine.
Obviously the SA government's made this last minute decision and not matching the 5 o'clock from here means we'll be quarantining.
Yeah, they have to do 2 weeks if they didn't get out in time. God, that's bad, isn't it?
We were discussing earlier, are they kind of changing things on the run here a little bit? 3 days of quarantine. It always was 14 days of quarantine, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they're happy if you get a test and you're clear and you haven't been in that area. Things are moving all the time, aren't they? Which they should when we're getting better at it and we're discovering new things and we're adapting and all that sort of thing. There's no point shutting everyone down unnecessarily, and I think everyone's doing a pretty good job getting on top of these little outbreaks very quickly.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
Here's something from the world of gadgetry. When you go to the bathroom now, Roo, I've only learnt this morning, and you know I'm a germaphobe, but when you use the air dryer, what you're actually doing is blowing all of the germs off of your hands, all the water particles out through the air. And now you're standing in a cesspool of...
No, you're not.
It's swirling all around
you've
you, all the germs.
You've just washed your hands.
Yeah, but there's
so that means
microbes.
You haven't washed your hands properly then?
No, they say, though, that there's microbes in the water droplets. You know, as you know, things manifest and live in water.
You panic about nothing you do.
Air dry. So you need...
So what are you picturing, all little germs floating around in the air in the
bathroom? So they're saying you need to use hand towels rather than those air blowers that just blow it all over the room.
What are kids going to do when they go to the pub?
They love the hairdryer. They get their head under there and they get under there. They don't even wash their hands. They just get under there under the little blower and
Have
a ball.
Use it as a toy then. Use it to occupy the kids for an hour.
Do
while
you
have a beer.
Put the lid down when you flush the toilet?
No.
That's got poo particles written all over it.
Right, okay.
It has.
So my hairdryer
coming out of the bowl
with the seed up is blowing them everywhere.
It does, and then they land all over the place, and so you need to just tidy that up before you worry about the dryer, dude.
All right, and from the world of celebrity, Roo, we love a bit of celebrity goss. Todd Carney is an NRL superstar, but he's a bit of a bad boy as well.
Well, he's the bubbler.
In the world of rugby league.
He's the bubbler.
What do you mean the bubbler?
Yeah, a little wee in his mouth.
Oh, okay.
At the toilet.
Excuse me.
Didn't he?
Sure
Excuse
did.
Me. All right, anyways, married Susie Bradley, who's a... a reality TV star.
A bubbler lover.
Right. No. Anyway, they've just had a baby. Had a little boy yesterday, and they've called him Lion. Yeah, as in lion. Now, this just should not be allowed.
You're not lying, are you?
I'm not lying.
Oh, that's terrible.
Why would you call your kid Lion?
Lion Carney.
That's the name. Shouldn't be allowed.
No.
We got the Tiger King. Why can't we have Lion County?
Yeah, but that's a nickname. This is a real name.
Oh, well.
It's very sad.
We'll give it 3 months. We're going to probation period for names.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Because people want to change their name. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, I suppose you're called Roo. You can have Lion if you can have Roo. Yeah.
That's right. And you're the big red cat.
Triple M. Get out your Zimmer frames, chuck on a cardi, comb your hair over and crank up the tranny.
The grumpy guy story is starting to come into focus a little bit here.
On Ruined Dits, it's time for Grumpy Old Men.
The grumpy old men join us every week. Pratty the old farmer, Reedy from the Crows, footy operations manager, and Franz the publican. Pratty, first up, give us your best Villy story. You knew him very well. In fact, you helped make him famous, didn't you, really?
I launched his first retail outlet through the canteens at the Norwood Football Club. He went on to sponsor all the Sandful clubs. But he was a legend. He was a pioneer. Pioneers don't make a lot of money in life. It's normally those who come behind you. But his knowledge and philosophy, I used to take him to guest speaking spots. He'd talk about how grateful he was for the communists. But people were a bit shocked. But that forced him and his family to flee. And he was Hungarian by birth and Aussie by choice. He had great lines about made locally and enjoyed globally because he could see ahead 1.5 billion Muslim people in the world and they needed a halal product and he just captured a market. And you talk about icons and legends and he certainly was one.
Brilliant, mate. Thanks. We know that you knew him well. So thoughts go out to the family there. Friends, JobKeeper is all over. What does it mean to you?
Let's be sensible. I think it was a wonderful initiative made on the run. I think there was a hell of a lot of abuse on both sides of the fence, and I mean employers and employees. I'm very, very sad that a lot of industries got it that didn't deserve it. From our perspective, our industry desperately needed it. I think it saved a lot of our businesses, but it's time. I mean... Frydenberg was right. It's just time. We've got to now stand up and produce the goods that we do in commercial business. I just hope everyone that did benefit from it, you know, will throw a bit back in the economy.
Hey, Easter this weekend, you boys, do you love your chocolate? And how much chocolate will you consume? Reedy, I reckon you'd be a chocolate lover.
Oh, mate, it is the best time of the year. I love to... hide all the chocolates for the kids.
Yeah.
They can't find them. I know where they are. I knock them all off. And I used to, you know, Di used to hide chocolates, you know, in for Easter in the cupboards, but I'd always find them.
The chocolates run out. Yeah. My friends, you'd bowl over a few bunnies, wouldn't you?
Mate, no, I actually like the chocolate beer, and that's coming
chocolate
out.
Chocolate what? Chocolate beer?
Nice chocolate beer. One of the companies make it.
You're kidding.
I'll give that a decent old crack over the Easter spread.
How sweet is it?
Well, it tastes like chocolate. Beautiful.
Well, you can buy chocolate beer out of a keg.
No, it's not out of a keg. It's a bottled. One company does it, but I can't actually remember the name of the company.
Well, you'll know about it soon. Pratty, do you bowl a few chocolate eggs over?
No, I'll be eating Haig's made in Australia, made in Adelaide. Mm. I'm not going, now that Snickers are made in China, they can jam it up their rabbit.
Yeah. Snickers are made in China.
Hey, speak to Haig's about their prices, will you? Bloody hell.
Yeah, no, good point.
What's irking you blokes at the moment other than Haig's chocolate prices?
I hope you've got your license still. Traffic signs and speed limits at 40 kilometres that stay up over the weekend really gets up my goat.
Did you get done, did you?
No, it's just on weekends the signs are left there and you got to, and there's no workers leaning on a shovel getting fat and lazy. Take them down.
Yeah, I agree. Don't worry. What about you, friends? Anything irking you?
Oh, I'm getting a little bit sick of the QR code. Big crackdown.
Yeah.
Crackdown on our industry with people checking into hotels and fines being thrown around and undercover police running everywhere looking up, chasing hotels up. Whereas I can go anywhere else in the state, fringe supermarkets, and no one even gives a stuff.
Yeah.
So
I'm no not one really checks. No.
What's going
right on?
On.
Yeah.
Right on.
Have you got a friend? You got a thought for the day, Praddy?
Yep, it's my retirement theme. What do gardeners do when they retire?
What do gardeners do when they retire?
I don't know.
Have you got an answer?
No.
No. What do they do?
Yeah,
what do handymen do when they retire?
Read a book.
That's a very good point. Well done, Grumpies. Enjoy Easter weekend.
All right, boys.
See you, boys.
Triple M.
He's the best auctioneer in Adelaide.
Sold, sold, sold.
And he likes to keep it real. Estate. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, John Morris.
Oh, he's the busiest auctioneer in Adelaide. John, another massive few days in the world of buying and selling houses.
Absolutely. I think there was over 110 auctions in the weekend over the weekend in Adelaide. So incredible numbers.
And a new record in Mile End. I'm hearing one that went way over its asking price. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that was insane. 1.9 million, I believe. And I believe the reserve was around about 1.3. So that is, or 1.2 even. Unbelievable numbers. But, you know, on the That is an incredible number, but when the records are broken, we kind of forget that most auctions are around about the median price of the house prices in Adelaide still. Mm. So please don't let it deter the bidders from turning up at auctions.
Now, John, I wanted to ask you that. I don't want to be negative here, but there are rules that were put in place a few years ago, weren't there, so that real estate agents couldn't sort of con you into thinking, oh, I can afford that house, I'll turn up. And then it goes for way, way, way above. Aren't there rules governing that sort of thing?
Absolutely are, yeah. So if there's a price guide, then you can only have the reserve 10% above a price guide.
All right. Okay. So if in this case it goes 700,000 more than it was meant to, there's no recourse on that. It's just bad luck, isn't
good
it?
Bidding. Good bidding.
I just think. So, yeah, I just think the market's so crazy at the moment. Any real estate agent who thinks that they can price a proper property correctly has got their head in the clouds.
Yeah, yeah, fair point.
You know, we've just seen so many figures that have just gone way beyond the realms of believability that we'd be getting it wrong.
Tell us about what happened around the suburbs of Adelaide on the weekend, John.
Oh, look, as I feel like a broken record talking about breaking records, there's been so many incredible numbers, like bidder registrations are through the roof, where they usually sit around about 2, 3, 4 bidder registrations per auction. They're sitting around about 10, 11, 12. Mm. That's for every auction. So that's absolutely nuts. But all around the tracks, there have been some fantastic numbers. I've been as far as Littlehampton this weekend, Valley View, you know, Enfield, Salisbury Park, all over the place. This week I've got a ton in, all over the place, Flinders Park, Henley Beach, you know, I'm travelling absolutely everywhere.
I was just going to say, I spoke to a real estate agent last week from McGain's. This lady had to ring 20 people back who'd put offers in to say they'd
been on one property.
On one property, she made 20 calls to tell people they'd been unsuccessful. John, this is just outrageous. Wow.
It is. It is indeed. And it's, you know, you must get your finances in order. You absolutely must do your research. And then I think you have to be kind of aggressive. If you're trying to buy and it's not at auction, you have to be kind of aggressive with your offers prior to. And in most cases, there'll be an asking price and properties are selling for quite a bit higher than the asking prices.
Is still interstate people buying in, or is it a lot of locals?
Not necessarily. Most of the auctions I sold at the weekend were to locals, and one in particular, my last auction of the weekend, 5:30 on a Sunday, which is very rare to do an auction that late on a Sunday. It's just how busy I've been. Was in Para Hills. A guy turned up, registered halfway through the auction, and ended up securing the property, and he was just from around the corner.
Right. Late bidder.
Then asked if he could get his wife through.
That or he'd been out to lunch and thought, stuff it, I need a house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But then what was quite funny after that auction, we're standing outside, I'm taking the flag down, et cetera, just before we get in to do all the contract paperwork, and this young kid reverses his car and smashes into the back of this other car.
Oh, no.
And then starts to drive off. And I ran after him. I said, mate, you can't do that. You just can't smash into someone's car and drive off. He said, it's okay. It's my dad's.
Oh. So you're selling houses, you're auctioning, you're doing citizens' arrests. You are a busy man.
Absolutely.
Good on you, John. Thanks for talking to us. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it.
The busiest auctioneer in Adelaide, John Morris, here on Triple M.
Who loves numbers?
I used to get called the calculator.
And Ditz loves numbers.
100%.
So it's time for the Statman. Statman. Here's another stat. B Frank Insurance goes above and beyond 100%. B Frank, more than just insurance.
Rue, I think you're going to be seeing a bit of Frankie. He's just announced, I saw this yesterday, B Frank Insurance have shifted right next to the Alma.
Oh.
So he's going to be a regular, all the team.
I hope he does love his
ranches. They're out there at 56 Sydenham Road, which the Alma's on the corner of Sydenham Road out there. So B Frank Insurance, brand new premises, because they're getting bigger, Roo.
All right.
As a result of getting involved with us, they are expanding. Oh. So B Frank Insurance, 56 Sydenham Road at Norwood.
All right, let's go to the stat man. 29% of men have borrowed this from their girlfriend. What is it? Hello, 29% of men have borrowed this from their girlfriend. 133353. If you want to win a Google Home Mini, let's head to Happy Valley. Mark, what do you think they've borrowed off their girlfriend?
I'm going to go with hairdryer.
Hairdryer. No, it's not the hairdryer.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. Let's go to Seaview Downs. Pete, what do you think men have borrowed off their girlfriend?
Speaking from experience, I'd say tweezers.
Well, tweezers? What are you using them on? Yeah, what do you use them for?
Oh, just your ears, obviously.
Your ears. Yeah, okay.
Pluck the eyebrows.
Let's go to Parafield Gardens. G'day, Michael.
How you going, mate?
Good, Michael. What do you think 29% of men have borrowed off their girlfriend?
Makeup.
You're joking. Well,
speak for yourself, Michael.
Come on, Michael. What are you doing with makeup? Have you done it?
Chuck a bit of concealer in the...
We had to get rid of Michael.
Was that a dumpy wumpy?
It was, unfortunately. I'm sorry we asked, Michael.
Was that a little F-bomb? A little F-bomb for breakfast, yeah. On the Statman.
Just a bit early, he's a bit tired.
We've been accused of being a bit blokey on this show, but we've got to keep it a little bit.
Oh, no, you can't drop an F-bomb.
No way.
No. So we can't take another call, can we?
No, but I can tell you that Russell from Tarley has got the right answer, so...
Russell, you don't even have to come on air, Russ.
He said the toothbrush, so good on you, Russell from Tarley.
You've won a Google Home Mini, can wake up and say, play Ruined It's for breakfast, please.
And Michael, just put $5 in the swear tin, please, on your way out.
He was a makeup wearer too.
Yeah, that's right.
Get ready for the WOAT, the worst of all time.
$2,100. This is worth winning. It really is.
Mel's on the saxophone. You're on the harmonica. I am on the bongo drums, and Alice is on the guitar. $2,100. If you can guess our band Tragedy song. One for the early birds here. Get on the phone. 133353. $2,100 up for grabs right now.
All right. Thanks to our great supporters, Dez's Minibuses, Dez's Cabs. Give us a call now. 133353. Heating up in the studio. Rue was just about to stage a walkout because I told you a David Bowie story.
Well, what was the story?
Well, so we'll get to David Bowie in just a moment. But I said to you, because I'm a big, big David Bowie fan. But there were stories about his lifestyle at one point in time, and one of the girlfriends said, I walked in and he was in bed with Mick Jagger. And you were horrified, weren't you?
Well, what were they doing in bed?
Oh, like sleeping.
I've slept with a mate before in bed. That doesn't mean
I don't
anything.
Think it was head to toe.
No, I don't think they were sleeping.
No.
Right.
You know, it could have been head to toe, Mel.
Well, it could have been.
Yeah,
you're right.
I wouldn't rule
Everything
it out.
Everything else meets
That's
in
That's right.
Right.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez take you to your destination. Call Dez on 13377. DezMinibus.com.au.
Blue and Dez for breakfast.
Ooh, that might be our worst single yet.
I hope you like the worst of all time.
Right, where are we
still
going?
Still thinking about what you just said. Is it wrong to know who what part they play or not?
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't.
I think it was consensual anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think there are any charges later.
No, I know that, but I just want to know more. Let's go to Woodcroft. G'day, Craig.
Hey, Rude, Ditch.
Yeah, we'll end up on Media
Yeah,
Watch.
Exactly, yeah. Again. $2,100. Do you know what the song is?
I reckon it's David Bowie, Rebel Rebel.
Right. Is it David Bowie? No, yeah, sorry,
he's
Craig.
Not allowed to win.
Thanks,
all right,
boys.
All right, let's go to Woodcroft. G'day, Scott.
How you going, boys?
Good, Scott.
Now, Scott, did you hear the clue by any chance?
Yeah, mate. Yep.
What was it?
Gender.
Okay, all right. What song do you think it is?
American Woman, Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, okay.
American
Woman,
still with me. 2,100.
Sorry, Scott.
Oh, bad luck. Let's go to Prospect. G'day, Benny boy.
G'day, Rudits. How are you?
$2,100 up for grabs. You're the last person having a guess today at 6:26.
Is it Shania Twain? Man, I feel like I'm...
you dance to this song, don't you, Benny? When you shirt around in the air.
How many genders can we fit in one set? Man, I feel like a woman.
I can see Benny going off in his lounge room for this.
No, sorry, Ben. Sorry. $2,200 tomorrow.
Ben, can we go back to Ben? No, he's gone. All right. What is it? $2,200
tomorrow. $2,200
tomorrow,
thanks to Dez's minibuses and Dez's cabs. Yeah, wouldn't that be great for a long, long weekend?
KO. Sport lives here. New to KO? Start your 14-day free trial.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits overnight sports.
Roo, for Crows fans, we can tell you the Gold Coast Suns are on a charter flight into Adelaide today to beat any of those border issues. So the game will go ahead for Good Friday, which is good news, at the Adelaide Oval. Let's look at Port Adelaide for the moment. Bit of selection news. Connor Rosie will be fit for this weekend. Will he play? Let's hear from assistant coach Michael Voss.
He's available and fit, and if he gets through the whole week and it's uninterrupted, you know, we feel like that's the final piece of the puzzle that he needs to put together, and then he'll be available to play.
Important game, West Coast Eagles away. Would you bring him straight in, Roo?
Yeah.
I know he's class. No. I know he's quality, but...
No, he's fine.
Won't be short of a run?
Nah.
Okay, talking of selection, we know that there's the issue now with Mitch Georgiades performing so well on the weekend. Do you go with him or Todd Marshall? Here's Voss again.
Certainly coming in, Mitch couldn't do any more, really. If they can coexist and work together well, then it's something that we can certainly entertain, whether it's this week or throughout the season.
I'm playing Mitch. Sorry, Todd.
Okay. At the moment, yeah, he was fantastic last weekend. Now, by the way, just talking about Crow's selection, Tex Walker will join us later on this morning, so we can talk to Tex at length about the Adelaide Crows. Roo, the tribunal, we're only two rounds in. It's got me scratching my head already. Footy fans would have seen the Reed bump on Fife, where Fife was knocked out at the weekend. Now, Sam Reed from the Giants has been given two games. Patrick Dangerfield, in round one, the bump on Jake Kelly, he was given three games. I want to tell you the difference between the two from where I sit. Patrick Dangerfield ran at Kelly, who had the ball, got there late, and there was head contact. Now, you said it would deserve one game, you said at the time.
Well, one to two games because it was bad. In the end, it was bad luck. Yep. It was good technique. His shoulder hit his shoulder, and it was just bad luck that their heads collided. But as the rule says, if you elect a bump, then you just take
responsibility. Now, I've got no problem with that. And we are talking about protecting the head. No problem with that at all. But as you pointed out, you're getting three games for what turned out to be an accident. Yeah. Albeit he was like, now, Reed goes off the ball, off nowhere near the ball, offline, and nails Fife, who's not even watching. He gets two games.
Exactly.
How does that happen?
And his shoulder hits him in the head. It was bad technique, and it was high, and it was intentional.
So Danger gets three for going at the bloke who's got the ball, got there late, I admit all of that, but he gets three games.
Yeah, but he didn't get anything for being late.
An accidental head clash, and a bloke who deliberately goes offline and hits a bloke who's not watching, and he only gets
and
two
hits
goes.
Him in the head with his shoulder.
I want to bring in the one of Rowan on Lachie Neale in the Geelong game. That's a roundhouse punch. Absolute intentional. Nothing accidental about it. Roundhouse punch, two games.
Yeah, but I didn't even think that hit him in the head. That
tried to. Jeez, he bloody tried.
It doesn't matter if he tried to. Yeah.
The whole thing is so inconsistent from where I see.
I think Reed should have got more than Dangerfield. Yeah, that's the one I'm just can't get my head around. One's intentional, one bumps him to the head, and he gets less than the other one who is an accident and that actually had good technique.
Sydney have made a strong start to the year with some of their young players. They got another Rising Star nomination. Braden Campbell rewarded. And in round one, they had Errol Golden. So
they got three good stars at the draft, didn't they? And yes. Logan McDonald's going to be a superstar of the comp, the big fella up forward. So they've just had they've had a Port Adelaide year of 2018 with Butters, Dersma and Rosie.
Okay.
That's all right. I've done.
That's impressive. Hey, Roo, just want to talk cricket for the moment. Steve Smith has declared he would be very keen to captain Australia again if he's asked, if the selectors want him. Gee, now, surely...
What's the current captain's name?
Tim Payne.
He'd be happy to hear that.
Mm. Oh, he's not saying I want to take over, but he's saying if in future. But I think
that's what he's saying, though, isn't
do
it?
Do you? All right.
Well.
Should he be allowed to captain Australia again? I don't think so. All right, we've let him back into the side. He's done his time. I get all that. But I think he's relinquished his right to be captain of Australia. What do you think?
Potentially.
All right.
The brand new Mazda BT50, the only ute that's the complete package.